Welcome back to Midday Magazine on WAMC. I'm Lucas Willard. On yesterday's program, we heard from Gloversville Mayor Vincent DeSantis, who offered his praise of the city's police chief, Mark Porter, who is retiring. When I spoke to DeSantis last week, we also discussed his first year in office after he was appointed interim mayor last January. In November, DeSantis was elected to complete the remainder of former Mayor Dayton King's four-year term. DeSantis ran on the Democratic and Gloversville party lines. King, a Republican, resigned after admitting to a misdemeanor misconduct charge. And Mayor DeSantis is looking ahead.
Talking about the long term and looking into the future, one of the most important things is the fact that we have the local waterfront revitalization plan in process for the entire area that borders the Cayadetta Creek and the Mill Creek that comes in from the west. The area of that, you know, takes up probably 60% of all the neighborhoods in the city, and so that's a visioning thing for a plan for redevelopment of that whole area, and how it relates to the waterfront.
Mayor DeSantis told me that over the last year and a half or so, the city secured $6 million in grants to help shape its future. A grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will allow the city to review former industrial sites in the city once known for its manufacturing. With a waterfront plan shaping up and assessments to come, DeSantis is optimistic that the city can then apply for more funding for redevelopment. He's also looking to younger generations to transform the Fulton County city, where the population has dropped by about a third to today's 15,000 residents since 1950. He has a vision for it to be a hub for the creative economy.
The idea that we have a walkable, historic, interesting downtown that can be developed with new businesses and the right array of businesses and upper story development on these three-story buildings into live workspaces makes Gloversville really, I think, very attractive to what we call the creative class. Which, these are young people, you know, millennials who are looking for a walkable lifestyle in an interesting place. And on top of that, Gloversville is adjacent to the Adirondack Park. It's literally 15 to 20 minutes from downtown Gloversville. You could be on the shores of a number of lakes.
During our conversation Friday, the mayor told me of a New Jersey cybersecurity firm that recently purchased four buildings on South Main Street. It was meeting with the city's grant writer to discuss plans to redevelop the properties into mixed use with residential and commercial space. It's something that the mayor points to as to how the perception of Gloversville is changing.
The only crises we ever have are crises of confidence. And my feeling is that if we can generate that confidence in the future. If we can generate the perception that Gloversville is a city that has a bright future, I think that you're most of the way there. You're 75% of the way there if you can change the perception and the attitudes of people. And I think that we're in the process of doing that.
Vincent DeSantis is the mayor of the city of Gloversville. You're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC.